It's Tuesday, March 4th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A New Richmond man suspected of killing his wife. Residents lose tens of thousands of dollars to scam calls. No voting machine errors found in the audit of the November 2024 election. And the DNR takes applications for the next elk hunt season. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A New Richmond man is in jail suspected of killing his wife. New Richmond Police Chief Craig Yalick said 70-year-old Gordon Laxo was the suspect. A caller on Sunday said Laxo made comments suggesting his wife had been harmed. A welfare check was done at the couple's residence, but 68-year-old Mary Laxo was missing. Investigators found Mary Laxo deceased in a rural area of Polk County late Sunday afternoon. Her cause of death has been ruled a homicide. Gordon Laxo was booked on charges of strangulation and suffocation, first-degree homicide, and hiding a corpse. The investigation is ongoing. Various scams have defrauded local residents out of nearly $50,000 over the past few months. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said scam calls change daily but take several common themes. The computer virus scam has you pay in Bitcoin or gift cards to fix computer problems. The grandparent scam claims a grandchild needs bail money or a tow truck paid via a gift card. The Publisher's Clearinghouse scam says you have won a prize but need to pay a fee or tax first. Rental or property scams ask for a deposit or down payment, often without seeing the property first. Picture or extortion scams claim to release explicit photos of you unless you pay a fee. Many of the scams use threats and demand payments in gift cards or Bitcoin. Just hang up if they seem suspicious. The sheriff said the scams originate from outside the U.S., so once the funds are sent, they are transferred to other banks, making it impossible to track or recover. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature want to use part of the state's projected $4.6 billion surplus for tax cuts. On WISN's Upfront program, Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August was asked whether they'll hold up work on a state budget if Governor Tony Evers rejects that.
It depends on how the governor's going to react to the tax cuts. I mean, we are very adamant that this money needs to be returned to the taxpayers.
The Democratic governor has proposed several tax cuts in his state budget, which August dismissed as a, quote, shell game. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel is reiterating where he stands when it comes to President Donald Trump's pardons of those who took part in the January 6th Capitol attacks.
A president has the power to pardon people. And I was asked, do I object to the president using their pardoning power? I don't. But I disagree on a personal level with decisions to pardon anyone who assaulted or committed violent acts against law enforcement that day.
Former U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn was at the state capitol in January and said Schimmel is playing both sides when it comes to his comments on Trump's pardons. Schimmel faces Dane County Judge Susan Crawford in the April election. A Wisconsin Election Commission audit found no voting machine errors in Donald Trump's win. According to a release from the commission, there was no evidence that any of the voting systems used and audited in Wisconsin changed votes from one candidate to another, incorrectly tabulated votes, or altered the outcome of any audited contest. There was also no evidence of programming errors, unauthorized alterations, or hacking of voting equipment software or hardware. The 2024 post-election voting equipment audit was the largest ever of its kind administered in the state, with local election officials auditing over 327,000 ballots by hand to confirm the voting equipment was accurate. Trump defeated Democratic candidate former Vice President Kamala Harris by just over 29,000 votes in Wisconsin. Applications are open for Wisconsin's 2025 elk hunting season. Sean Maloney tells us more.
Applicants are required to select either the Black River Elk Range or the Clam Lake Elk Range. Hunters can purchase an elk license application online through the Go Wild License Portal or in person at a licensed sales agent. The application fee is $10 and is limited to one per person. Only Wisconsin residents can be issued an elk license, and only one authorization will be issued per person in their lifetime. Winners will be notified by early June. More information is available on the Department of Natural Resources website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.